Highbridge Audio presents Hitler's Holy Relics, a true story of Nazi plunder and the race to recover the crown jewels of the Holy Roman Empire by Sidney D. Kirkpatrick. Read for you by Charles Stransky. Man thirsts more for glory than for virtue. Armor of an enemy, his broken helmet, the flag ripped from a conquered ship, were treasures valued beyond all human riches. It is to obtain these tokens of glory that generals, be they Roman, Greek, or barbarian, brave thousands of perils and endure 1,000 exertions. Decimus Junius Juvenalis, Roman poet of the 2nd century CE. Author's note. The true story that follows is based on military records, correspondence, diaries, interviews, archival materials, and the unpublished World War II oral memoirs of University of California, Berkeley, art history professor Walter Horn. Chapter 1. Blacksmith's Alley. February 23, 1945. Every morning, like clockwork, Allied bombers would darken the skies over Namur, Belgium. In this last winter of World War II, hundreds and sometimes 1,000 planes flying in vast air armadas known as bomber streams would thunder overhead for an hour or more at a time, leaving miles-long vapor trails that hung in the air long after the aircraft had vanished and the bombardiers had released their lethal cargo over targets in Germany and Eastern Europe.